Anti-Semitism is once again on the rise, and that should deeply concern us. Hatred towards Israel and the Jewish people is being expressed openly and without shame. How are we as Christians to respond? And does it really matter? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series developed by Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel and why it matters for followers of Jesus today. Today we will be hearing from Victoria James, National Development Director with Bridges for Peace. So without further ado, here's Victoria.
Welcome to Israel Matters. I'm Victoria James, the National Development Director for Bridges for Peace. My husband, whose rich baritone voice you are used to, asked me to contribute. So here I am. Recently, there has been a common refrain from many Christians and church leaders: do not confuse modern Israel with biblical Israel. Some use terms such as political Israel, and others go even further to claim that the majority of Israel's residents are not really Jews at all. Bridges for Peace is often accused of romanticizing the state of Israel or being unaware of its spiritual or moral shortcomings. Well, I can tell you that none of our Jerusalem staff or volunteers are in danger of romanticizing the realities of life there or the people who suffer from the same spiritual illness as the rest of the world. Our support for the people of Israel is not dependent on our opinion of their behavior any more than providing aid to any suffering nation or people group should be subject to a flawless report card. Speaking of report cards, by any standard, Israel continues to be at the forefront of fighting injustice and calamity around the world. They are the first on the ground in any natural disaster, using their innovative and cutting-edge technology to provide emergency medical care and other life-saving skills. To survive, Israel developed the drip irrigation system that turned what was once a desolate wasteland into a nation that grows all its produce and exports to their neighbors, and has shared this innovation as well as water desalinization and air-to-water converters for water-challenged regions across the globe. Israel sent tons of food weekly to Gaza, even while Hamas bombarded them with rockets after Israel removed every single Jew in 2006 for the promise of peace. Few understand that free Gaza is nonsensical unless they mean free Gaza from Hamas. Israel paid for their utilities as well as providing health care for those in need and truckloads of food of aid since the October 7th attack, most of which was stolen by Hamas. Their collective motto is Tikkun Olam, meaning to repair the world. For Christians who criticize Israel for their alleged spiritual ignorance or apathy, it is worth noting that virtually all of the holidays are biblical, and there are many. In Christian countries, our holidays focus mainly on Santa and the Easter Bunny, perhaps the pot calling the kettle black. Political means a country has a government. Israel had a governing body when Jesus lived. What would non-political Israel even look like? When Jesus returns, he will set up his government. If Israel was any other nation, we would support them because they are being unjustly accused and violently attacked, as are Jews in every part of the world. Israel is the only nation whose borders were given by God, yet the only nation whose existence is continually challenged and called into question. Israel and the Jewish people are exceptional as they are singled out on so many levels, mostly for condemnation and lack of compassion for their suffering. There is a spiritual root to this. God called them to a specific role and responsibility, and once again, Satan is asking, did God really say? Next week, we are going to focus on chosenness. And in the meantime, visit bridgesforpeace.com for more information on our ministry.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters. As we've heard today from Victoria James, God's choosing of Israel still matters for Christians, and it invites us to reflect on his faithfulness, both to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters for Christians today.